start this year at 9:30. But everybody has to be here. And if somebody's not here at 9:30, so you can mark absent. All right, now, I'm not going to give a long cheer today. Now, you should have with you, even though like for the first weeks we're not going to learn directly the Shulchan Aruch, what you should have with you, the Rambam, Hilchos Shechita, and also the Tur, Yodei Chelek Aleph, and Shulchan Aruch Chelek Aleph. And you also have to have the Rif with you all the time. Because from time to time, I'll refer to the Rambam, to the Tur, I mean, Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. Hakel Shochti, Mushkito Song Sheirot. Chutz Mechera Shita Bikot. So in other words, everyone is ro'u to be a sheikh. It doesn't mean that that everyone mamesh, a goy is not ro'u to be a sheikh. I mean, a mumal chalate rekula letzim chalsham v'pahesi al mumal abrizore is not ro'u to be a sheikh. So even when the expression hakel is used, there are still exceptions. Even medium makrolis. Afilu mokim shenem achutz. But it means with a few exceptions, so everyone is ro'u to be sheikhet. But the hakel is mam. So because the Mishnah could have said, sheikhti mishchitosak sheikh. What it means? Hakel, everyone. So it's mam something. So what is it mam be? So there are a number of ikintes in the Gemara. According to Oman Dorma, so the hakel is marbe a tomei bimukdoshi. So in other words, so we are marbe. So it's marbe like this. Vafu hochekoma hakel shochti vafu. Tomei b'chulin. So it doesn't chulin shenasu al taras hakidosh, not mukdosh mamish, but there is a machlekes in the Gemara. If somebody is mikabel upon himself, there is no iser to eat chulin bitum. Let's say if chulin became tomei came in contact with chulin, so there is no iser in eating it. But if kochim became Tomei, so then you're not allowed to eat it. There is a machlekes in the Gemara, there is a machlekes tanoim. How about chum shenasu al taras hakedish? If one was mikabe upon himself, I mean, that's not shayach today, because today we have no tailim, we are all tmei amazing. But bisman besamikdosh, when tare was motzu, when it was possible for a person to be completely toyer. So, if somebody was mikabel upon himself to eat chum bitaras kochi, so he's such a kabolechal, that means he is not allowed to eat chum that became contaminated, that became tomei, or not. So there is a machlekes. So according to Oman Dorma, when the Mishnah says, hakel sheikhti, so the hakel is marbe, even a tummy, he is allowed to shecht. But if you shecht, so then there is a possibility there will be contact. Well, not necessarily so. Let's say he holds a big sakin, and then with that sakin, if you hold a small sakin, so then unavoidably you will touch the behemoth. But if it's a big sakin, and you hold it, you know, by the handle, so then you don't necessarily have to have contact with the behemoth. So, but by kochim mamish, we are gazing. If we let him shech the behemoth kochim mamish. So there it's midraise osea. So it's not only it's also midraise to eat kochim mamish, or not only it's also midraise to eat kochim that became contaminated. There is a nisa deraise to be mitame kochim. Somebody will take a sheret and bring it in contact with kochim. That's a nisa deraise. not only by kochim, even by truma. So in respect to this iser, so truma and kochim are analogous. In other words, you're not allowed to be mitami truma, you're not allowed to be mitami kochim, mishmeres truma iser. That's an iser deraisa. But chum shenasu al taras hakedesh, even according to the Tanoim, that is hal. And if one is mekabel upon himself, bisman beis hamikdash, when tare was motzo, to eat all the chum mitare, so he's not allowed to eat chum that became tomei. So not only he's not allowed to eat chum that became tomei, he's not allowed even to be mitamei the chum, because after all he's mechuyev to eat the tare, so he's not allowed even to be mitamei his chum. So but so many rabbonon. So since it's only nisam rabbonon, we don't have to be gezer. Maybe we don't have to be gezer. Maybe he will come in contact with the chum shenas al taras hakedesh. So that's the pshat according to Roman Dora. Hakel shocht u'shchito son hakel shochtin everybody, with a few exceptions. Exception of Inochi. I mean, Yisroel Mumea, so it's like Inochi. So everybody can shecht, except, but even a tomei bechum shenasu al taras hakedesh, as long as he uses a big saki, so he does not necessarily involve contaminating the chum shenasu al taras hakedesh. Chutz micheresh sheinte bikom. And then there is another mandoma who says that the hakil is marbe kusi. Kusi. In other words, so kusi, what are the kusi? The kusi ma the shomron. When Sancheirev is mentioned in Melochim, that Sancheirev, so when he took the Aseres Hashvotim into exile, so he transmigrated certain nations, certain peoples into Eretz Yisrael. And then these Kusim, I mean, they are called the Samaritans, the Shomron. So these Kusim, so were overtaken by the lions who attacked them. Because of that, out of fear of the lions who attacked them, so they decided to convert themselves. But then the Pasuk says in Melachim, Esadishem Hoyu Yireim, they feared the Ribbono Shel Olam, they feared God, but they still did not abandon their idol worship. In other words, they remained, they believed in the Ribbono Shel Olam, but at the same time, they coupled it with the worship of idols. If they remained, they would have. So there is a machlekes tanoim. There is a machlekes tanoim as to whether kusim igere emesein or kusim gera roese. So one mandoma says kusim gera roese. In other words, these gere, they're not real gere. They're not real gere. Gerus means commitment, and since they and they will not become mitzvahs, and even if they did, it was just lip service, it didn't mean anything, because they remained in that mizore. So mimele the geus was invalid, was null and void, so they remained going. So according to this Tanoi, who says pusim gerahoye say, so it's like in Ochem Amesh, so then he couldn't shecht. So if he pusim shecht, it's like he goy shechting. So the shechit is nevele. Even if Achirin Arenis, and even if you have 100 supervisors who watch him shecht, and they see that he shecht according to all the dinim of shechit. But shechite of the goy is nevele. So according to those Tanoim, that kusim gerahoye say, so the shechite of the kusi is like a shechite of the noch. So it's nevele. But there is the other Tanoim who say, Kusim Geremese, except that in Bidei Reish El Ravame V'Ravase, after the Chesimus HaMishne, the Chachomim enacted that the Kusim should have a din of Goyim. But this Mishne was before the Takone was made. So according to one Mandoma, this Mishneh accords with the Mandoma that Anoyim would say that Kusim Gerem is saying that even though the Kusim at the time they converted themselves, so at the very outset they remained, if they are Bezore, still they were Gerem. So they became Jews. So the Mele, Hakil is Malbe, Kusim. But so Kusi is Geraroi, is Geremes. Because this time of the Mishneh holds that Kusim Geremesein. Kusim Geremesein. So Mele, if Kusim Geremesein, they are Jews. Not observant Jews, but they are Jews. So Mele, their Shrite is a good Kshir. But the Kusim didn't believe in the Torah Shebaal Peh. So Mele, they could not be trusted with Shechtin proper. After all, there are five psulim shrite. There are five fundamental psulim shrite. What does shrite mean? Shrite means that you have to cut the simonim of the behemoth. Now, in a behemoth, so not enough. In an animal, not enough. Not a fowl, not a chicken. So, in order that the shrite should be kshero, you have to cut both simonim. With simonim, the kone and the veishet. The kone is the windpipe, the pharynx, and the veishet is the sapphis. So in the behemoth, so the shrite is not valid unless you cut the rov of its of the windpipe and the rov, the major portion of the sapphis. By rov, so lechatchile too, by rov, you should cut both simoni, the windpipe, the pharynx, and the sapphis. But the ebit, if you cut just one semen in and off in a chicken, in a fowl, so it's valid. Either the major portion, if you cut the major portion of the windpipe, even though you leave the sapphis, the veishet intact, it's a good shrit. Or vice versa, if you cut the major portion of the sapphis, the veishet, and you leave the windpipe intact, it's also a good shrit. In behemoth, you have to cut both simonim. But then, there are certain psulim that pass on the shrit. And there are five psulim, which is Allah HaLameshah B'Sinai, Midraisa. So the five psulim are Shiye. Shiye means, if let's say, the Sheikhayit starts shechting, he starts shechting, and then he takes a vacation, he takes a pause. He lets off the sake for a few minutes. Then he picks up the sakin and finishes the shrit. So if from the beginning of the shrit, if he made a pause that within which it is possible there is a machlekes, within the recess that he took, it was possible to be marbitz in behemo and to shecht it, to put it down the behemo and to shecht it. So then the shchita is possible. That's Shia. And then there is another psul, midraisa, drusim. What does drusim mean? Because a sheichet has to shech the rechinoche v'avoy. Now let's say, if this is the tzabar abheimo, so he takes the sakin and but suppose he takes the sakin and he cuts the simonim the way you cut an apple, the way you cut an orange, a cucumber, that's drosim. So it's possible. He has to do it. So if drosim means that he cuts it the way you cut an apple, just like this. So that's drosim. Now, then there is another psul, hagromim. Hagromim means, because there is a certain area in the esophagus, there is a certain area in the windpipe that is holy shrite. And if below that area, now let's say if this is the windpipe, so let's say if the veishet the veishet starts here, extends from here to here, but it does not mean that the whole area is holy shrite. there is, it starts, let's say, at the very beginning, so it's not holy shrit, and at the very end, mamish on the border of the star of the woman of the behemoth, the stomach of the behemoth, so it's not holy shrit either. So we learn that, I mean, which area of the patient, which area of the thalamus, of the windpipe, so is holy shrit. So if he shechts the behemoth outside the area in the windpipe, because there is a substantial area in the windpipe, while it is still considered part and parcel of the windpipe, of the pharynx, but it's not holy shrit. It's not holy shrit. So agome means, if he shechts it in the windpipe, if he cuts the windpipe, not in the proper area. Either, I mean, not in the proper area. That's agome. Shalom bin Kim. Then, so we have Shie, Trose, Agome, then we have Chlode. Chlode means, let's say, if he takes the sakin and he thrusts the sakin between the semen and the skin, between the semen and the skin, or between one semen and another. Now let's say, you have the pharynx and you have, then you have beneath it, you have the esophagus. So suppose he thrusts the sakin, the knife, between the pharynx and the esophagus, and he cuts it. So that's chlode, like a chlode that this is a certain kind of an animal that is found, you know, in the crevices of the house. So it's so because it always hides itself. So this is how the term chlode is derived from chlude, because the chlude hides itself in the crevices, in the holes of the house. So chalode means covered. Covered. In other words, according to one alternative in the Gemara, if you take a lamb and you put, and you don't remove the hair of the lamb, and you put a sakin beneath the hair, it's also chalode. That's the Abaye believes. But certainly, if he thrusts the sakin between one semen and another, it is chalode. Then there is the fifth psul, iko. So what is iko? In regard to all the other four psulim, there is no machlekes rishonim as to the definition of it. But in regard to iko, there is a fundamental machlekes rishonim between Rashi and the other rishonim. According to Rashi, iko means if sheichet shecht with the sakin pole, if the sakin has beginnings, so then that's it. So the Shrita is psulam d'raif. According to the other Rishonim, the Rambam, the Riv, the Rambam, most Rishonim, so they all agree that if Yishecha checks with the Sakin Pogum, so the Shrita is psulam. But they say we don't have to resort to any Yalach Lemish Mishinai of Iku. There it's possible, because if it has beginnings, if the Sakin has beginnings, so it's not in Yishecha Shrita. So then it's chnike, it's joking. Then you are chenik the behemoth. If the sakin has beginnings, and you cut the esophagus and the pharynx with that sakin that has beginnings, it's not even maize shchite. We don't have to resort to an extra aloch lemish mesinai. Then it's not a maize shchite. It's chnike. Now suppose somebody shoots the behemoth, and suppose the bullet penetrates into the simon. Would anybody say that we have to resort to any special halacha mishum sinai? If he shoots it and the bullet penetrates into the simonim, so it's not the maize shchita. Maize shchita means cutting. So when is it considered cutting? If it has no b'gimes. But if it has b'gimes, then it's chniko. It's not shchita. You don't have to resort to halacha mishum sinai. So it's not that there is a machlekes. Everybody agrees that hashecha b'sakin pogum, so the shchita is null and void. It's psula b'raisa. But according to Rashi, it's psulo on the basis of the halacha lemish mesinai of iko. According to the other Rishonim, according to the Rambam, the other Rishonim, we don't have to resort to halacha lemish mesinai. It's possible because it's not a shchite, it's a maise chaniko. It's a maise chaniko. But, so what is iko? Iko means, if let's say, the semen is nishmat mekene, sometimes a certain semen, either the esophagus or the windpipe, becomes detached from its source. And so suppose that the pharynx became detached from its source, became detached internally. It became detached from its source, and then the sheikhet. But she was living. I mean, the behemoth can live even though the pharynx is certainly can live for some time. Even though the semen, the pharynx or the esophagus was detached from its source. So after it was detached from its source, the sheikhet cut that semen. He cut that semen. So then it's equal, and it's possible. I mean, these are the five simon. Now, so according to one mandomar, the hakel is mar bekusi, and the mishneh comes to that mandomar. According to that mandomar, let's say Rove is the mandomar who says that Abai also, but there is one difference between Abai and Rove. So both Abai and Rove say that hakel is mar bekusi, and the mishneh accords with the mandomar that Anoim who say kusim gerenesei. Because if kusim diaro is in the going murim, so the shchita is possible. But this mishneh agrees with the mandoma that kusim gerem is in. But you cannot let them shecht if no one supervises it, because in view of the fact that they are kusim and they don't believe in the Torah Shebaal Peh, the kusim only believe like the karayites, like the karoim. They only believed in the Torah Shebechsav, the written law, but the Torah Shebaal Peh, they didn't. They didn't believe. So Mele, they're not trusted. So it's possible that he made the Shia, and he made the Eitruse, he made the Chalode, he made the Akrome, he made the Ikur, I mean, any one of the five Surim, or all the five Surim together, he could have made. So Mele, they could not be trusted. But if it's a Achim Reinei son, if there are some people who supervise them and watch them and they see that they shech properly, so even a kusi is allowed to shech l'chatchila. So according to Rove, to another mandoma, to one mandoma, the hakel is mar b'kusi. Then there is another mandoma who says, Rav Ashi, that hakel is mar b'yisroel mumer l'tiyom. Mumer l'tiyom. There are two kinds of mumer. Mumer echal v'esotom. There is a mumer lehachis. Lehachis means someone who defies the Torah, who is interested in violating the Torah. So, of course, so he certainly cannot be trusted in shechting. Whether if it's Achirim Reineison and the shecht and Achirim watched and saw that he shecht properly, whether the shechita is valid, not in Achirim Reineison, but it's not. You're not up to that thing yet. But then there is another Mumer, a mumer echol v'esotom. That means one who has some yira shamayim, but he does not control his temptation. In other words, if he's tempted, let's say, if it's necessary for him to eat bosam veile, so he doesn't control his appetites, and he's ready to behave in the Dina Torah in order to satisfy his appetites. But it's only with Yom. But suppose he has on the table two pieces of meat, Bosa Shruto and Bosa Neveiro, so he will never eat in vain. As long as he can satisfy his appetites by eating kosher meat, Bosa Shruto, he will not eat in vain. But if he doesn't have any Bosa Shruto available, and the only available meat that he has is Bosa Neveila, then he is ready to be there under Rav of Neveila. That's in Mumarich on Neveila's later on. So such a person, if a Yisrael, let's say, a Yisrael is bathing the sakim, and he makes sure that there are no pkimes, and then he gives it to that Mumarich on Neveila's later on to Sheikh, so then we can rely on Nishvite. Because after all, he's not going to do something that is Osea, if it, as long as it is consistent with his appetites. He'll only do Averes if the Avere is necessary for satisfying his appetites. But if Israel was bathing the Saki for him, and he made sure that the Saki has no Guinness, and the Mumer L'Ethiopian knows how to shecht. He knows the art of shechit. And the Israel inspected the sake, made sure that no business. So why do we have to be changed? Maybe he did something wrong. Maybe he made shiur. Why should he make shiur? He knows how to shecht it without shiur. He knows how to shecht it without dressing. Why should we be changed that he cut the simonim the way one cuts an apple? Since he knows how to shecht, and the sakin was inspected, so we can take it for granted that this Jew, even though he's a numerich on the dome, but only with the oven, so he shechted properly without shia, without rose, without chlode, without agrome, without tikkun. So this, according to Ravashi, when the Mishnah says hakel, everyone, so the hakel, everyone, is marbe, even in numerich on the dome. Provided a Yisrael inspected the sakin. But if Israel didn't inspect his sakin, then we cannot rely on his shechitah, because he might be in a hurry, you know, to eat the basar of that behemoth, so he wouldn't spend time, you know, fixing the sakin, because the sooner he's able to eat, the sooner he'll satisfy his appetites. So Mimele, only if Israel was bathing the sakin, then we can rely on Israel. And then there is another lashon in the Gemara that says that hakel shechtin is marbe. The hakel shechtin is marbe hakel mumchin shechtin. Afal pishei mozak. Mumchin means one who was tested, was given a pchine in hilchas shechita, and he knows din shechita very well. Mumzek means one who has an experience. So it's two separate things. Somebody might be the biggest boki in Hilchas Shechita, but he has no experience. Someone might have experience in Shechita, but he does not know the Hilchas Shechita thoroughly. So according to one Moshe in the Gemara, the hakel is marpe. Anyone who is a mumche in Hilchas Shechita, who knows Hilchas Shechita, even though he doesn't have experience, he was not seen shechting at least three times. So still we can rely on him. That's according to one Moshe. And then, so the hakel is marbe, everyone who is a mumche, who knows the shechita, even though he's inexperienced. And then according to another Moshe, so hakel is marbe, every person who has experience in shechting. So, Murzokin afal pishei mumchi. What does it mean afal pishei mumchi? It doesn't mean afal pishei mumchi, even if he knows that he doesn't know Hilchas Shechita. But stami Jew, we see that a Jew who is definitely experienced in Shechita, but whether he knows Hilchas Shechita or not, it's not known. In other words, no one ever gave him a pchine. But it's not that we know he doesn't. If we know that he doesn't know Hilchas Shechita, let's say somebody gave him a pchine, and he saw that this sheichet doesn't know the psulim of Shechita, so then of course we can rely on Shechita. But stamiju, but we know only one thing, his experience. Whether he's boking Hilchas Shechita or not, no one knows. No one gave him a pchine. So according to one Moshe, the hakel is marbe. Everyone with experience, even though it hasn't been established as to whether he's a mumcha or not, so he can rely on his shechita. Why? Because reiv mitzui neitzel shechita mumcheme. We say there is a presumption that a Jew would not dare undertake to shecht if he doesn't know the shechita. So these are the various pshotim in the hakel. What hakel is man? All right. So hakel shochtim u'shnosom sheiro chutz mecher hashita v'kotn. Shemu nikal tuva shchito son v'chulon sheshoch tuvachin reini son shchito son sheiro. Now again, the Gemara discusses it. According to some machines in the Gemara, so the v'chulon has reference to chereshin v'kotim. According to other machines in the Gemara, while chulon has reference to chereshin v'kotim, it has reference to someone else. We'll see that. הכל שייך לרש, כל יחד עיתון הארקי הוא כולה מייסו משמייתי, כמה איסה, ואירך מפורש הכל עשוי מי, זה לגמור אין אירך, זה עיתון צו הכל מריחים, So the Gemara mentions there that when the Mishnah employs the term Hakel, it's Mavah something. There is no superfluity in the Rosh Hashanah Mishnah. So it's Mavah something. So the Hakel Shochti must listen, so that means that Hakel is also Mavah. What is it Mavah? Pliny Bo Amiroye Bigmore, Limar Lasu Yetome Bechum, not Chumamish, Chumamish, so it's a Pshites. I mean, so of course he can share. But chum shenaso al taras hakidosh. If he uses, so he told me, if he uses a long knife that does not necessarily involve contact with the behemoth, so he's allowed to chatchila the shech. Umar ekomplanu manu lasu yekusi or imumer. Vikulam bigmore miforesh vikulam bigmore miforesh my vikul. Because if it has reference only to cheresh and mikotin. So the Mishnah should say, "Chutz mecherashim kodesh shem likalkosh chotoson." So the chatchila we shouldn't let them share. V'imshoch to achil and reish nosek shel. Why we call it v'imshoch? So the fact that the Mishnah employs the term v'kulon shows that it has reference to something other than cherashim kodesh. Of course, it has reference to cherashim kodesh, but it has reference to something over and above cherashim kodesh. All right. Now we know. Hakel shochtim lechatchile ushritosom cheiro de'eved. There is a certain inconsistency in the usage of the expressions in the Mishneh, because there's the term hakel shochtim. Everybody is qualified to shech. That implies lechatchile. It's the proper thing. There is nothing wrong at the very outset for anybody to shech. But then it says Yushvetosam Sheiro, only if it was done already, an accomplished fact. But Lechatchila, it's not a proper thing. So there is an inconsistency in the expression. So that's the kasha of the match. That there is, that Shochtin has the connotation of Lechatchila, and Shvetosam Sheiro has the connotation Davkedev. So there is a stir. So Rav Acha b'Reid Rove inquired from Rav Ashi, why did the Makshe assume that Hakel has the connotation of Chatchile? This isn't so. Hakel does not necessarily have the connotation of Chatchile. V'chol Hakel Chatchile hu, elo ma'ato, there is a Mishnah in Tmure. Hakel mimirin, echod anoshim, echod anoshim. Now there is a love in the Torah. There is a love in the Torah. In the case, lo yachlifenu lo yom reisei. One is not allowed. Let's say he has a behemah scotching, and then he has a behemah chum. And suppose he'll say behemah zu shel chum tachazu. He's not allowed to do it. If he does it, if he's made here, if he tries to replace redeem one behemah upon another. So he's even allowed the rice. He cannot replace one, he cannot verbally replace one behemoth, a behemoth scotching upon a behemoth's home. He cannot do it. So it's allowed the rice. But the Torah says, suppose he does it, even though he violated the love, he violated the Easter at all, but who was a year Kurdish? We are Chlifen, we are Yom Reisei, but still, who was a year Kurdish? ואם בהימו אשר יקריבו ממנו חוב זייל, פוסק טס ואם בהימו אשר יקריבו ממנו כל עד השם, כל אשר יתמנו עד השם יהיה קדש לא יחליפנו ביום הרי סי תיב ברור רבי תיב Suppose it does replace. So it's not effective. So why is it here? The verb, that itself is us. So the Mishnah says, so being main here certainly involves an Isar Reis. It's not something that can be done with Chathila. Still, the Mishnah in Gemara says, Elamato, Bechol Akil Chathilu, Elamato Hakel Emirat Anosh Veranoshim, Ochanam Chathilu, Voksim Lechavan Yomarei Seitei Barao, Rabi Tei. So, and still the Mishnah employs the expression, Hakel Emirat, so we see that Hakel does not have the connotation that it can be done with Chathilu, because the Mishnah uses that expression in connection with Mure, which involves him after Reise. So it's a kasha against the Makshe's premise. The Makshe's premise was that Shochtin has, Hakel Shochtin, has the connotation that it's all right, it can be done with Hatchila. So the Gemara gives a teretz, no, there is no kasha against the Makshe's premise. We can say that Hakel has the connotation that it's all right with Hatchila. But you ask, the Mishnah uses that expression in Tmura also, and there it's certainly not proper lechatchile. Hosom ke diton etayim, lo yishodom rashoi lahamir, elo shim heimir mumen, visei feik, esavoyim. So in other words, so Rashi explains it, that the over there usually, the Gemara is saying now, that usually, So the Hakel has the connotation of the Chathila. But here, the Mishnah itself spells it out that it doesn't mean the Chathila, because the Mishnah explains the Hakel Mimiri, that it does not mean that it's the Chathila, it can be done. But he says, Lo Yishod Rashulam. This is how Rashi explains it. Ramatam explains it differently. Ramatam explains it, Hosom Kim Kitone Taime, in line with the Gemara in Tmure, that over there it means Hakel Shechtin, that even if he did it be mazit, sometimes one might be mainly behemoth scotching, be shaking, and sometimes he might do it be mazit. So the Mishnah uses there the expression of Hakel Memirin to tell us that even if he did it, even if it was ilchatchile by him, in other words, be mazed, let's say, if he did it b'sheyek, he didn't know anything about it, that there is an isah. So then it means it's a derved with him. In other words, he didn't do it ilchatchile, it's a derved with him. But hakel memiri, even if he did it as ilchatchile, in other words, intentionally, with full knowledge, with premeditation, even if he was mainly Rebbe Behemo, with full knowledge of the Iser, of Priyachli, Fenu Yomar Isay, with free meditation. So, he didn't do it inadvertently. If a person is mainly Rebbe Behemo inadvertently, then you can say it was in the heaven with him. He didn't know. But if a person with full knowledge, intentionally, with premeditation, decides to be mainly Rebbe Behemo and to say, Ane behima schum zu tachazu. So then it means that it was ilchatchile by him. So in other words, so in the chanami, according to Tam's pshat, hakil has the connotation of ilchatchile, but over there it also has the connotation of ilchatchile, not ilchatchile in the sense that it's proper to be done, but with him it was ilchatchile. He did it be mazed with premeditation. This is Ramtam's pshat. But Rashi's pshat is, Hosok Kitone Taime, true, that normally if it's not otherwise stipulated, spelled out, so it has the connotation of the Chathile. But over there it is stipulated to the contrary, that Hakel is used not in the sense of the Chathile, but in the sense of them. Hosok Kitone Taime, Lo Yishem Rashi Lamia, Eloshim Heimia, Mumeh abiseifik es aboyim. Abiseifik es aboyim. Now let's see the Rashi. Ushetosok shiodemi nitmiyo, because Reish, Dimash, Medahud, Yisram, Vakachat, Chile, Yisram, wie wir sehen, wenn man schon nicht mehr bin, dann mag ich nicht mehr bin. Aber ich habe nicht mehr bin. Wo lege ich mir immer alles mit, ich habe nicht mehr. Wie kommen wir dann? Die Chieven, why couldn't we say? Nicht mehr bin. But, the Mishnah tells us that it's good, ich habe nicht mehr bin, it's good, ich habe nicht mehr bin. So Rashi says, no, that doesn't make sense. If it's good, ich habe nicht mehr bin. So it's a pshites that it's good, ich habe nicht mehr bin. So he says, Wohl wenkel mir makel was des hat hele begonnen getonne. De ging die tonne hat gesucht im viele geschäft. Wir holen so die morgen es sie kasche gegen die premis of the match. That hat you as the connotation hat hele is it so? Klar hat du die dich noch wohl doch immer makel david. Wo komma hat du dir schritten nirgends bin. Schim schocht is absum im misrabe. Der ich das geschäft. Er hat mir niemand zu mir hat hele ja wie mir so den scotch niemand zu mir zu Hakel did Muro before we show some now. So Hakel Rashi wants to explain. Since Hakel is Marbe something, so what does Hakel Mimiri Marbe? What is Hakel Mimiri Marbe? So the Gemara in Tmura says, Lasuye Yerish, Shememir Bikor Moviv, Laacha Misa Soviv. So the Rosal Tnan, Imamirim Bishalachel. Tei Ta, Rambal, Rabamu. The Torah says in Tei Lera, What does Tev mean? Tev means that has no blemish in Behime. Has no blemish. And Ram means that has a blemish. He has a blemish. Also, it's only time. The Hatu Reish, the Tev had Chilu. Aber Hatu Shoch the Biduch the Koi. The whole Kamen the Rokale. So according to Rashi, Gemara is saying, because it's only time. Over there it is spelled out that the Hakel is to be understood in the Evet sense. Not in Hatu sense. But where it's not spelled out, Hakel has the connotation of Hatu חוק המוקלי, ויתונה, לא יש אפסול רשום איש חקידו, כאוסר מה שמחתחיל לרבינו. ועוד אותו יש, so, it has a connotation לחתחיל, and then, it says, the אמת, יש לו עושים שיר על מה של אמת. לא יש אמרה שוי, יחסו לאחור, אין לו בראשי לא הוקמה, הכל יתמור נגז בהם, ועוד יתונה בראש, הכל מיר, נסר לו נסר פושי, לא יש אמרה שוי, ולא ינוע כאן בראש, לא שמצור, הכל שמירו תמורו, סום תמורו, לא שמתנועים וזה, כמו יעקל שוחדים, הכל סומכים, הכל חיובים, So Rashi was bothered by a certain difficulty. So why does the Mishnah have to use a Rosh of Hakel, which normally has the connotation of Chatchile, but here it does not have the connotation of Chatchile, because the Mishnah spells out that it is to be understood in the sense of the Eved. Let the Tanna of the Mishnah not use the term Hakel altogether. Let him say Hakel Shimirut Moshe Tmur. So Rashi gives a teretz. No, this conforms the usual mode of expression of the Mishnah. So here too he says, all right. Mu manifest Hashniu Shnei Dushis. We say the Gesaboy Mishum Lapo Yom. All right. Oh, so the Gemara. So the Gemara has the Kashe again. Is the premise of the Makshe. The tackle of the Chatchile, but we see that Hakel does not always have the connotation of Chatchile. So the Gemara says, no, over there it is spelled out, it doesn't have the connotation of Chatchile. But where it's not spelled out, so usually Hakel does have the connotation of Chatchile. So the Mele, the Makshis Kashi is a strong Kashi. So then the Gemara is again asking a Kashi against the Makshis premise. How can the Makshe assume that Hakel has that normally Hakel has the connotation of Hatchile, El Hakel Marich Vinorochi, Neidri Vinidri, Nadu is Aloch of Erech. So there's a parish of Erech in Bechokei Sai. Erech means if a person says Erech plainly or lie, so it depends upon the age of the person. Now, if that person whose Erech he vowed, So he's less than a month old, then he doesn't have to pay anything. If he's poches in Berachidish. Oh. By Dabra Rishon Nafchom Zayin, Posik Aleph, Posik Beis, Posik Gimu, Dalet, and so on. By Dabra Rishon Mishlaimir, Dabra Bnei Yisrael, Vomar Taleim, Ish Ki Yatli Neder, Be'ak Chonufosh Nesad Hashem. והויו ארכחו הזוכו בין 20 שונו ועד בין 60 שונו והויו ארכחו 50 שקל כסף בשקל הקדש. So if somebody, if Reuven says, ארך שימן עולה, and שימן happens to be between 20 and 60. So then, It doesn't matter how much, what his worth as an eved would be. If he's between 20 and 60, and Shimon, and Reuven says, Erech Shimon Olai, so Reuven has to pay 50 shekel. But suppose that Shimon happens to be between 5 years and 20, But if it's less than a month old, then he doesn't have to pay it altogether. So that's Erech. If one says Erech Minolai. But then, suppose woman says Meish Minolai. So it's also in that there. But then it varies. So we have to appraise the value of Shimon if he had been an Eved. How much would he be worth if he had been sold as an Eved? So, every person can make the vow of Erech and can be Nerech. And maybe he can make the neder of saying may plainly lie and nidori. He can be used as the person whose domi another person vows to pay to Hegdash. So that's nidori. So they are, so the Mishnah uses. Because we see it's improper, it's a sin to take nidori. Hoso namu l'chatchile, v'oksiv, v'chiser dalim de'oyir b'chochei, v'chsiv teiva shol yisidam v'shisidam v'shishalim, v'tanya teiv m'zeh u'm'zeh sh'nid ha'kolikya, v'im Rav Meir. So according to Rav Meir, it's a niser to take a neder. From this Gemara it appears that according to Rav Meir, it's also not only to take a neder, even to take a nidori, it's also. Now there's a difference between neder and nidori. Neder means if I say, harei o ayeinu. Nidobi means if I say Harei Zuayu. So from this Gemara it appears that according to the Meir, it's Osea to take not only Neder of saying Harei Olai, but even to say Harei Zu. Rabbi Yudeh Imer Teim Mizeh Mizeh Neder Mishal. So according to Rabbi Yudeh, it's all right, it's proper to take Nidobi. Vafil Rabbi Yudeh, so according to the Meir, it's certainly not proper Lechatchila to take Nidobi. And what is Erech? What is Erech? Erech is Nidori. Erech plainly olai, may plainly olai. So, and still, so lechatchila it's not a proper thing to say. And still the Mishnah uses Loshon Hakel Marichli. So we see that Hakel does not always have the connotation of lechatchila. So, v'afil rabbiru yikomar al b'ima arizu, avalim aravi olai, lo. So in other words, so by olai, and by Erech, when you say Erech plainly olai, So then it's a lie. So it's improper lechatchila even according to Rabbi Yudeh. And still the Mishnah uses the Loshin Hakel. So it's a raya against the premise of the Makshe. That Hakel does not necessarily have the connotation of lechatchila. So now the Gemara says, V'chol Hakel lav lechatchila. So the Makshe is retorting back. So what do you say, Taz? That Hakel does not have the connotation of Chathchile, it has the connotation of the Eved. El Hakel Hayom in Misuka, Hayom in Tzitzes, Ochanam Lav Chathchile. So he says, so the Makshe says, Hayobim Loi Kamim. Of course, when it says Hayobim, then it certainly has the connotation of Chathchile. But what the Makshe's premise is, that wherever the term Hakel is used, not Hayobim, so then it has the connotation of Chathchile. So now the Gemara again asks against the premise of the Makshe. El ma'at ha'akel seimchim, echad anoshim lechad anoshim. So it doesn't say ha'akel chayobim mismeich, but ha'akel seimchim. So you'll say that lechad chile. So el ma'at ha'akel seimchim, echad anoshim lechad anoshim lechaname, dilab lechad chile, vokzi v'somach yodeh v'niyotze. V'somach yodeh v'niyotze. So the Gemara says, hey, ike ha'akel lechad chile, v'ike ha'akel devet. So the Gemara comes to Maskone, that Hakel sometimes has the connotation of Hatchila, sometimes has the connotation of Devi. So then the question arises, so what is the Kashi of the Makshe? If sometimes it has the connotation of Devi, so there is no Kashi. of the Machshe. So here it is to be understood in the sense of the Eved. Ella, Hakadoch, Mimaydo Hatchilo, the Tikshaloch, deal with the Eved, the Tikshaloch. So the Gemara is directing itself, is addressing itself to the Machshe. Why do you Machshe ask? You have to admit that Hakil sometimes has the connotation of Hatchile, sometimes not. So why do we have to assume that here it has the connotation of Hatchile, and then as there is an inconsistency? You can say that here is the connotation of David, so there is no inconsistency. Omalei, Anosh Ritosom Sheira Kashi. So the Makshe said, my Kashi is because it says Shritosom Sheira. Now, Shritosom Sheira is certainly an expression of David. Me, Dikton Shritosom Sheira, David. Michwal the Hakel Hatchilo. Two, if Hakel by itself and you so Hakel by itself uncoupled with Shritoson, which is definitely a Devet expression, so Hakel by itself could be understood in the sense of Devet. But since it is coupled with an expression of Shritoson Shiro, that is without any doubt a Devet expression. So since the second expression is Devet expression, so we have to say that the first expression is the Chatchil expression, because if the first expression is to be understood as a Devet expression too, so then there is a repetition to the Devet expressions. Why should the Talmud and Mishneh use two Devet expression? So, midik ton shlosi kshiro Devet mechal da akul Chatchil u di Devet ta Devet lomali o magabu barul lehochek tome hakul shochtim vavil tome bichum tome bichum mayim emre bichum shenas al taras hakeidish. So that's the first mandoma who says that Hakel is marbe tome. Now, בחום של אסל תרס הקידש, בסוף החום של אסל תרס הקידש, כי קידש דומה. תייזה דייסה, מי ביסק נרוחו, ושייך את בו כדי שהוא ייגע בבוסו, ובמקדו שלו ישחית, שמה ייגע בבוסו, וימשוך הדברים הבור לי שלו ינגעתי שחדו סקשירו. So, we explained על חתחיל and דבר. So the first expression of Hakel is to be understood in the sense of חתחיל. Hakel שייכתים, אפילו תומה בחום של אסל תרס הקידש. But Mikdoshim lechatchila not, even though he uses it on night, that it does not necessarily involve contact with the behemoth, but lechatchila we are gazing. In view of the fact that midraisa itzosah to be mitami kochi mamesh, so even if he is determined not to touch the behemoth, and he uses it on night, we are still afraid maybe it will entail contact with the behemoth. But the Eved, if he did use a long knife, and Mugdoshim, so the Shchita is Ksheiro, and Mugdoshim is Shoshem Liga Liboso, so we understand the two expressions. The first expression is to be understood as a Lechatchila expression, and that implies that it's Muta Lechatchila to Shecht Chum Shnas Al Taras HaKedesh with a long knife, with a long knife. Tommy is allowed to Shecht Chum Shnas Al Taras HaKedesh with a long knife, but Mugdoshim is not allowed Lechatchila with long knife, but the Eved, even by Mugdoshim, it's all right. As long as he used the long knife. Vim shachamim lebor shalim gati, was a kshiro, even by Mugdoshim. Chutz b'chay ha-shele v'kotun, ta'afil b'chum, ma'afilu b'chum, yireide, delet nameloi, shemo yishu, shemo yitrusu, shemo yachlidu, v'chum sheshochtu, now the Mores, v'chum sheshachta ha-he. Il hei v'achay ha-shele v'kotun, alo koye, if it has reference only to chay ha-shele v'kotun, so the term V'kulom is superfluous. He could say V'im shochtum v'yoy. Ela atom v'chulum ho'am v'pechatchil enam v'shocht. So why only David? Vel atom v'mikdoshim. So only David is good. But David is good even without achil v'yoy son. As long as he used the long knife and he himself says that he sure he didn't have contact with him. V'ol is agil. So the Gemara says the lesser command in Yishayel. So in other words, so the V'kulom, the pshat in the Mishnah, the Vikulon has reference to Tomei b'Mukdoshim, where he used the long knife and he left, so it cannot be checked with him. But Achilim saw it and they observed that he didn't, that in the course of the Shechita of the Mukdoshim, he didn't come in contact with the Behem. He didn't touch the Behem. So, but even though the Gemara says that Vikulon has reference to Tomei b'Mukdoshim, it doesn't mean it has reference only to Tomei b'Mukdoshim. Of course it has reference to Chayashim b'Kotun, but if it had reference exclusively to to Chereshim and Kopim, then it should have used the expression V'im Shochatu, not V'kulon. If you are the fact that it uses the expression V'kulon, so that implies that it has reference to two. First, to Chereshim and Kopim, and also to Tomei B'Mekdoshim, and where he left, he cannot be asked. So, if Achim Leilei son, so it's good. So the more as Kashi Haitom Mikdoshim Ochenavke, that it David is good, Mosanavke in the Mishnah is Wachim, Klapsun Shishok to Tosin Sheo, Shashak Sheo Bizorim, Binoshim Babolim with Meim, Bafu Kochikochim, Bashu with Meim in Boso. So the Mishnah says it over there, why does the Mishnah have to say it here? Twice? So the more says, Hochik, here is the main Halach, Hosom, I did it on a shop, so in Tonamitom Mikdoshim. The boy is saying, Hosomia, the Bikochim Koi, Hohe, Aide, the Tone, Tome Bechum, Tone Name Tome Migdosh. Alright. So that's one Kimte, and then that's one Kimte explaining the Lachatchile expression and David expression. Then there's another Kimte, the Lachatchile expression of Akel Shochtim means Kusi. Kusi, if Achirin in Lagabo. But if not Achirin in Lagabo, not. But the Eved, even if it's not a Chirudim Lagabov, but if he gave, because Ikusi is Zoyer in Dili Shchita, but he's not Zoyer in being Machshel somebody else. So Memele, Lechatchila, we shouldn't let a Kusi Shecht without a Chirudim Lagabov. But suppose he did Shecht, and then you cut off a piece of the behemoth, a portion of meat of the behemoth, and you give it to the Kusi and he eats it, so it's a raya that he didn't do any psul in the shchita, because had he done his psul in the shchita, he wouldn't have eaten himself. But if he doesn't eat himself, then there is no raya. But there is the evil, sit mirchol. The answer is the kusim, they explain the evil, sit mirchol literally. In other words, if a blind man walks, you're not allowed to put his stumbling block. But they don't apply with evil, sit mirchol to the case where you are an accomplice in somebody else's affair. Okay, all right, that's it. Now, for next time, now, everybody must be here at 9:30. If I'm ready to give a shiur, everybody must be here, 9:30. But go over the Gemara up to Tuanu Rabon, Shkitas Kusim Uteres, that's Abdim Omud Beis, the third line from the end of it.
Let's start. Second line from the end of the Omer, that plays on the base. So, Rabbi Barule applied the Mishneh to a Tomei. So, now the question arose, why, obviously, Hakel has the connotation of the Chatchil? Because even though Hakel sometimes can have the connotation of the Eved, but since the second expression, Shchitosom Sheo, is the Eved, so why mention two expressions of the Eved? So, since the second expression is definitely the Eved, so the first expression must be Lechatchile. So how can we reconcile, I mean, the expression of Lechatchile with the expression of the Eved? So Rabbi Barule says that in the first expression, the Mishnah tells us that it's Mutar Lechatchile for Litomei to Shech, but if he uses his akinot, but kochim itself, not, but if he did check the Eved, then probably shall be gati. So then, even by mukdoshim, it's kosher when he uses his akinot. This is how. Rabbi Barule applies the Mishnah. Alright. Now the Gemara, the second line from the end of the Omer, says, how Tomei did me the mind? So the Mishnah tells us that Bechum Shnas Al Taras HaKedesh, a Tomei can Shech Lechatchila if he uses his Sakinov. And because Shem Lechatchila not, but the Eved, it's okay. So, what kind of the Tomei does the Mishnah reference? How Tomei did me the mind? He later did me the mind. Becholo Chereb, Omer Rachman. Chereb Arilu Kechol. Abatunu. Lissaki. Was Lissaki with Lissali Bos. So what kind of a mate is it when he uses Lissaki Noch? When he uses Lissaki Noch. Even though he stands outside Azov, and he holds this up. But the behemoth has to be, the behemoth's kachim has to be in the Azov. So how does he prevent contamination of the bosom, of the kachim? There is aloha, so if there is, in other words, if it touches, it matters, touch, it comes in contact with the mess. Now what's the status of the tumi status of the mess? Avia veis, that's the highest form of tumi. So the avia veis. So if a cherub comes in contact with the mess, so the cherub also becomes an avia veis. And if somebody touches a mess, he becomes an avatumi. So suppose someone touched the mess, he became an avatumi. And then this person came in contact with the sakin, so the sakin also becomes an avatum. So the melee, even if the mess, this tome, is it a mess, so he is an av, and he holds the sakin off. So melee, the sakin also becomes an avatumi. And the sakin, the edge of the sakin is in contact with the bosa, naturally, shechte. So melee, the bosa becomes a rish. So how does it prevent contamination? Sacher alkohol avatumu with meal in saki, viozel saki with a muscle boss. So Rashi points out that even if there hadn't been a aloche of cherev alkoholo, there still would be a kashi. There still would be a kashi. Why? Why? Let's say if there is no aloha of chera like cholo, so mele a tome mes, he's an avatume, and he has contact with the saki. Let's say we don't see chera like cholo, so mele the saki does not become an avatume. So it's one great law. So in other words, so the saki becomes a rishi. Now the saki touches the boso, the boso can become a shame. So without recourse to chera like cholo, there still would be kash. In Achnami, so Rashi says in Achnami. But the fact is that Chayav Alikholo, so the Poso becomes a rich, not only shame, but there would be kash anyway. This is what Rashi points out. So, or at the moon, the time of the Sakim, or the Sakim, the Misal Poso. So, in Morgan, the Terrier, it's a Lidik Nebi Sheretz. A Lidik Nebi Sheretz. So, a Sheretz itself is an Avatum. So, when somebody touches his Sheretz, he becomes a rich. So he's going to live. Now he holds the saki. Now a kele, saki is a kele, a kele matres. So a kele cannot be become tume from a rishi. A kele can only become tume from now, not from a rishi. Any chulu mashkin can be become tume from a rishi. But a kele cannot be become tume from a rishi. So the sheretz is not a tume. Then you make a person to touch the sheretz, so he became a rishi. Then he holds the saki. So true, he has contact with the saki, but the saki cannot become tome, because the person who holds the saki is a rishi. And when a rishi touches a kele, the kele doesn't become tome. Only when a rishi touches an eich, so the eich becomes a shame. But if a rishi touches a kele, so the kele does not become tummy. A kele can only acquire tume from now. Vibo is saying it. Lay along the meat with the So then your kashi is a meat with the mess. So he is an amatume. And he touches his saki. So the saki also becomes an amatume. The answer is no. We are dealing with the Mishnah deals with the case where the person uses a wooden saki. And so you ask, a wooden saki? So how can it be used for shritah? The answer is no. If it is sharp enough to share, to cover some money, so it doesn't matter whether it's made out of iron or metal, or it's made out of wood. If you fix up a piece of wood, a log of wood, so that it's sharp and it can cover some money, there is no chen avoy. So it's a good shrit. Now, what is judicial shrit creates?
It's just a stick, a piece of wood. So it has no kibbutz. So pshutikli matres is mikabutum, but pshutikli eitz is not mikabutumi. True, kli eitz is mikabutumi, but only if it has a teich, if it has a biskib. But a krivishal kone is just like his stick. But he sharp, he adapted it for shchita so that it was sharp and it was capable of cutting the simani. So, but it's still pshutikli eitz, so it's not mikabutumi. So the mele, it's a good eitz. To use the sake baruch in shechting chum shenasal tarzake, or even if you were David, even if you were shechet kochi, so David is good. Or shingbora krim shalpone. Now we have to make sure that there's no gimmicks. V'shechad v'ritanyu v'chol shechting ben bitzur ben bischuchis ben chum shalpone. You can shecht with a piece of rock if you adapt a piece of rock and you make it sharp so that it can shecht. So it's good. And give me a piece of all glass and give me claim shokan. Right now let's see the rash. Khanavanil Khov. To me shall mess so who is litanically, give me mess, vanigiabi, the have meas avatumi, in nogabe matres, nasikayitzi, vim nogabi mess avia beisatum, vim bitomi mess noga, have a abovishi shayni in tanuke. Because a keilah can only acquire tume from an app, not from a vishim vishay. An eichel can be mitabel tume from a rishim, and can even be mitabel tume from a shayin. If the mitabel, if the eichel that is mitabel, is a truma. So truma, you have a shlish. So if an eichel shall truma comes in contact with a shayin, an eichel that is tume, it still becomes hot. Our vishim vishay is mitabel. Vahai saki nasa al. We don't have to resort to it. We have a lot of time to go. We have a lot of time. Let's say, if there is no halacha of chayavarik chol, so the sakin is a lishin. Ubos a sheni. Elovim busikoma. Dafu lishin have a high boss. The ipne bisheres the have a high gadol lishin. So a lishin cannot transmit to me. To tell the time a sakin sheni kuli mikabu to me ma batu me. ומוציאו בתיאור מקבל תומה ומי שמשאין יריחו משהו כי תחסיד כל השם בסייך יגיד פה ויסומך במקום הריח אל השם יוחי איך הוא משקי מכאן ממה בכלכי רשו הרישי ואיסר למה שבסייך השם ונקלי מכאן ממה בכלכי רשו שימו יקלי נוסע בסייך נתמע הכי ציין השם מתוי והוכל מפורש בשביל הפירקים because the first king is a rishi so the melee the pnimi cannot become tume because there is it cannot become tume from a rishi כן, יש הכל פשוט יקרית, so it's not מקבל תומה עוד יהיה, ומקבל תומה. Now, so this is what we can tell the mission. This is what we can tell the mission. This is what we can tell the mission. All right. Now, the second we can tell the mission is Abaye. What's the kasha? The kasha is that there are two machines, and even though Hakim could have the meaning of the Eved, but since he doesn't share his Eved, so Hakim must have the meaning of the Chathile. So how can we reconcile these two expressions? One appears to say that the Chathile is Kosher Tishach, and the other one says only the Eved. So the first affinity, according to Rabbi Barura, is that the Mishnah deals with the Tome. So the first expression, the Mishnah, which is the Chathila expression, tells us that the Tomei is allowed to use his Akin Oruch to share Chum Shenas Altaras HaKadesh, and we don't have to be Cheshish, meaning he will be Mitamei, because even if he will be Mitamei, he will only involve in Yisrael Rabbanon, so we don't have to worry so much. But Kochi will Chathila is Osea, because of the possibility maybe he'll touch the Kochi, but the Eved, it's kosher, even by kosher. All right. That's one thing. Abaye is another thing. And says the kashe, the apparent inconsistency between the l'chatchile expression and the Eved expression in a different way. Abaye on the hoche ketone, hakel shochtim, v'apiru kusi, lakusi, and the shimrei. So, in other words, and this mishne koita Abaye called to the mandoma that kusim kire emes. So they are Jews, but they didn't believe in the Torah Shebaal Peh. So the male, we cannot trust them, unless we have riots, they didn't do anything wrong. So only when there is a certain kind of control, of watching, of supervision. But without any control, without any supervision, so we have to be cheshish. Maybe he was sheikh el chalikidi, maybe he made chia, maybe he made trose, maybe he made chalode, maybe he made diko, maybe he made akron. And even though the kusi, the Gemara is assuming, they accepted the dinim of shchite, they don't believe that all Shema Alpeh is entire. But certain things they believe. So in the dinim shchite, the five things that pass on, shchite, a shie, trose, chlode, akrom, eiko, they do believe, they do accept. They do accept. So Mele, why should we resort to a Yisrael Nitzvah Nichnas or Yisrael Nitzvah Gabor? Let's trust them, because they are Zoya. The answer is, the things that they are only Zoya for themselves, but they don't mind being Machshel another Jew. So a Yisrael, a real Yisrael, a Yisrael Kosher. So if he's Zoya in a certain Yisrael, so we can be sure that he's not going to be Machshel another Jew either. Why? Because of the love of the Nivel is Nichshel. But the Kusim did not accept the Torah Shebaal Peh in its entirety. So many things they just interpret literally. So they don't believe that if the Nivel implies a Nisea against becoming an accomplice in Isaiah, in Abraham. So according to them, if the Nivel only implies that if you see a blind person walking, you're not allowed to place a stumbling block before the blind person, but to help a Jew, a behavior of his willingness. So that is nothing wrong with that, according to them. So the Mishnah has reference to the case where the Kusi is not shechting for himself, but the Kusi shechts for other Jews, not for himself. If the Kusi would shecht for himself, then there is no problem. So without any Jews supervising, so it's mutar, because they wouldn't eat the veil. So it's an ayah brule that the shecht problem. Masha'im came, the Mishnah deals with a case where the Kusi shechts for other Jews. So the melee without a Jew is supervising in any way, so then we cannot presume that the Kusi was shechet properly. Maybe he was not shechet properly. Maybe he made chia, maybe he made rose, maybe he made chalode. But, and even though he admits that the shechita is possible, but according to him, so there is nothing wrong in being machshir, another person. So the Meile, the Mishnah must have reference to the case where there was some degree of supervision. Abayu ma'ohelba, hakim shoch b'afilu kursi, l'chatchile, b'meko amon jishi yisroel min al gabo, avon yitzel it nichnas, lo yish, v'yim shochat, chita kaza yizboso b'nei yisrael, אוכלי מוטלך ומשחתו עושה לא יאכלי עושה לך ומשחתו עושה חוץ מחר של ניקוטן למה לא שם אישי שם אישי שם אישי שם אישי so in other words הכל שוחטים has the connotation of what I'm that means a kus, even a kusi can share if a Yisrael is in it all God so he can share what I'm but if it's not in the Gabo of Justice, it's in Nichnas, then Chathile, not. But the Eved, it's Muter, even if it's not in the Gabo, as long as he gives him a piece of meat, a portion of meat of that behemoth, the Kusi himself was Sheikhet, and the Kusi eats it. So that's a raya, that he was Sheikhet properly, because the Kusi knows whether he was Sheikhet properly or not. And if he hadn't been Sheikhet properly, he wouldn't eat of that meat. He wouldn't eat of that meat. Now, the question is, why, this is what Rishonim discuss, so why shouldn't it be mutar lechatchile to submit a behemoth to a kusi to shecht for the Yisrael, even though the Yisrael is not in the Gabo, but letting him be allowed lechatchile to give a behemoth to the kusi to shecht with the intention that after the shechite, he'll serve the kusi a portion of that meat, so then he'll know. The answer is, no, lechatchile, we have to be cheshish. Maybe, true, right now he's determined to give a portion of that meat to the kusi, but maybe he'll forget. So lechatchile is not allowed to submit to the kusi to shech even though his intention is to test the shrike by giving the kusin portion of that behemo to taste. But maybe he'll forget. But the Erev, if he did check without anyone standing there, so if he gives a portion of that meat to the kusin tastes it, so it's good. So the hatel shochin hatchila means if Yisrael is in Dargabo. But if Yisrael is not in Dargabo, then hatchila is also, even if he has the intention of giving him the piece of meat to taste. But the Eved, even without the name of Dargabo, so if he gives a piece of meat to the kusi to taste, so it's... Alright. חוץ מכך שנקודם אנחנו יודעים את נאמרי שם איש שם ילוסו ושם יחליטו וכולם ששוח בהם אילו אין האחר שנקודם מה לא קויה וימשוך תו מבויר אלא הכוסי או אמרת כשישראל מן אגבו שוחים אפילו לך תחילה זה נגמור איזה סקשי so according to Abayis who he came to there is a certain difficulty in the mission in other words because according to Abayu, we have to say that the Kulon Sheshochtu has reference to Chereshid Mikot. Chereshid Mikot. Only. It doesn't have reference to anything else. So the question is, if it has reference exclusively to Chereshid Mikot, so the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says, Chutz v'chereshid imkot nikaz v'toson. So it's superfluous. The term, the kulon, is superfluous. It could say, Chutz v'chereshid imkot nikaz v'toson. V'yim shochtu. V'achir reine yison shvutosem she'yot. Why the kulon? So it's superfluous. But in Echaname, we have to say that the kulon is superfluous. So that's why it's kasha. But as Rishinim point out, Teitz says, no, Rishinim point out, when the Gemara says, ahim, even v'chereshid imkot nalokoe, Shochtu miboilei. The Gemara doesn't mean that the kulon sheshochtu does not have reference to chereshid mikotin altogether. Of course, kulon sheshochtu has reference to chereshid mikotin. But while it has reference to chereshid mikotin, it has reference to something else too. And according to Abaye Zekinte, so according to Rabbi Barura Zekinte, so the kulon sheshochtu has reference to two people, to chereshid mikotin and to Tomei B'Mukdosh and to Tomei B'Mukdosh and Lesser Kamon Din Shaya. So he said, to Tomei B'Mukdosh. So we understand as to why the Mishnah employs the term B'Kulon and doesn't say V'Him. Because if the Mishnah had employed the term V'Him, it would have reference only to Chereshid Mikotin, when in fact it has reference to two. To Chereshid Mikotin and to Tomei B'Mukdosh. Masha'im kin according to Abaye. So it has reference exclusively to Chereshid Mikotin. So why mention the Chulon? It could say V'Him Shoch. Oh, so that's why it's Chereshid. Alright. Now the Chereshid. Abaye mehadal utruz lechatchil and David Masnis. Va'afil ukus. Meislin behim lechatchil and Mishri. The mitzvah she'er ziku bohi. Aber Yisroel yitzim and nichnas lo yimsal and Mishri. The other God, the music of all the arts, more a machpidi in the Yehu Yisroel and Vales. The less will be even is it in Yish. Elo Kimashmoy, Shalom Yite Eben, Viderech, Evil Apil. Och, we put a lache, the last is over. Why do we must this? Now, Rashi says, Vafil Kusi, Mitzvah, the Himal Chathilo Mishchei, the Mitzvah, Sher Ziku Bohi. Now the question is, why does Rashi have to say the mitzvah she'arziku bohi? When does the Mishnah say that it's muta limsa behim lechatchil lishchei? That is, if it's in Yisroel, is in it al gabo. If in Yisroel is in it al gabo, so then the Yisroel sees everything. So even if it hadn't been harziku, so it would still be all right because Yisroel is in al gabo. So what is there to be afraid of? But, so we have to say that the reason is why Rashi says, V'afil kusi mislu l'chatchil mishche, the mitzvah she'er ziku bo hi. So Rashi mentions that because of the Sefer of the Mishnah. That the Mishnah says in the Sefer, that even there, There was no Yisrael in Gargabo. It's the Muter if he gives him a piece of meat. And the Kusi eats it. So why is it Muter? That's a Rayyad that he... Then the Kusi knows that he was Sheikhed properly. Because had he not been Sheikhed properly, the Kusi wouldn't dare. Why wouldn't the Kusi dare eat it if the Kusi had not checked it properly? Because it's azikable. But if it hadn't been azikable, so then there would be no Rayyad. So the reason is why Rashi says that few... is not because of the lechatchile in the case where Yisrael is Makabo. In the case where Yisrael is Makabo, so it would be Mutal lechatchile even if it hadn't been Azikabo. Because the Yisrael sees everything. But he says it because of the other part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says even if Yisrael hadn't been in Makabo. So it's Mutal Be'evet on the basis of this testing of giving him a sample of the meat, a piece of the meat, to eat, and the kid could see, so it's a riot. Why is it a riot? Because they're zikam. But as far as the lechatchile, in the case where Yisrael in Zagabov is concerned, so even without the zikam, it would still be right. But we could see Mr. Dave Hatzim initially, Mr. Shazikam for you. I don't know this way, it's a different thing. So initially, there are the Gabdur Zukum Batsmon, and Bidelech in the La Pilei. Now, of course, what does the Kapu Betosh about per se? That any Siyua of Ebra Avere, being an accomplice in somebody else's Avere, comes within the love of Levniva. Not only being an accomplice in Avere of a Jew, even being an accomplice in Avere of a Goy comes within the love of Levniva. Because the Gemara says, Nabi Zore, that Abo, that he, a Yisrael, is Mekshitim of Nachai to Pneyach, and the Nachai is one of the Zayimits in the Neyach, so the Yisrael is able to live. So Misayeya in Ibra Veire comes within the love of the Neyach. But that does not mean that according to us, according to the Tereshe Baal Peh, the Pshutish of Mikro does not come within the Lev Neyach. Rashi is saying the Kusi limit the scope of the Neyach only to the literal case. But according to us, so every misayeda avera is included, but the literal meaning is certainly included. It's certainly implicit in the meaning of this question. All right. Oh, who is the one 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 who is the one. Now, so this is a Baisky. Now, on a saying, so according to Abai, the Mishnah is saying that it's mutar to submit a behemoth lishchite to the kusil. Lishchait only if he's in the gab of manch. But if he's just gets the nichnas, if he's not standing there on time, but there is a mashgiach that goes out of the room where the kusi shechts for a few minutes and then comes in again, so then it's also lechatchila. It's also lechatchila. So he says, Omar Obe, Yitzim Nichas Chatchila Loi, Vat Nam, Ni Yachim Et Kechom Im Hanuse, Yitzchoye, Yitzim Nichnas, Mute. So if someone is Miniach, and Yitzim Kechom, Bechanuse, and there is Yayin in that Hanus, so even though the Israel was standing all the time,